Hello listeners, this is Anurag Past Midnight and you are listening to my podcast. Today I'm going to give you a snippet on the famous book, The Secret by Rhonda Byrne. The Secret is the law of attraction which says that like attracts like and our thoughts create our lives. In this book, Rhonda explains the secret including stories, quotes and perspectives from New Age and self-help gurus and outlines how to apply it to achieve what we want in our lives. Here I shall be giving you 4 shortcuts to the secret. We have 1 lakh thoughts a day, and it's not possible to control all these thoughts. Our feelings can be used as a tool to become aware of what we are thinking and to accelerate the manifestation of what we want. Shortcut 1. Use your feelings to identify your thoughts. You cannot concurrently feel good and bad at the same time. If you're feeling good, you know you are holding a good thought and bringing more of what makes you feel good. But if you're feeling bad, you can quickly catch yourself the underlying bad thoughts and shift back to positive. Shortcut 2. Use your feelings to supercharge what you wish to attract. When you feel something strong, it sends out strong frequencies to attract what you're feeling. That is why what we resist tend to persist, because we give it focus and feeling, attracting more of the same. Shortcut 3. You do not need to be worried about every negative thought that you may have, because not all fleeting thoughts are manifested. What manifests most predictably are sustained thoughts that are supercharged with feelings. Positive thoughts are much more powerful than negative thoughts, and it takes many persistent negative thoughts to bring something negative into being. Shortcut 4, which is the best one, is to feel good, feel happy, and feel positive every day, because that will bring more good things and happiness to you. To sum up, this book is based on a pseudo-scientific theory called the Law of Attraction, the principle that like attracts like. Specifically, Byrne focuses on the idea that your dreams do in fact come true. Thinking about money and wealth and success will attract those very things, causing them to manifest in your life. Likewise, fretting of a worst case scenario will only cause your fears to be realized. Hence, the importance of positive thinking is immense. There are no accidents and bad luck. Instead, the writer writes, your life right now is a reflection of your past thoughts. So friends, as I sign out, I urge you to linger a moment in this concept. It's not black magic, not superstition, but pure science with logic and facts. Stay tuned for more snippets. Good night, folks. Hello listeners, this is Anurag Past Midnight, and what best would it be a company than a Coldplay on your track, and ukulele in your hands, and some rhyme in your thoughts. Well, this scribble is something close to my heart, as it was the first I ever penned down, and it goes like, as twinkling stars reflect in your eyes, as love and wine gets better with time, and even though the memories keep on fading, my heart is the one you are taking. I feel like a small child whose life has just begun. You came and breathed a new life into this desolate heart of mine. I hope and pray as the days pass away, an hourglass chance chill, as I say, I love you a bit more, every day, every day, every day. Good night, folks. Hello listeners, this is Anurag Past Midnight and you're listening to my podcast. Today we'll be digging into the story behind Chicken 65. So to follow through, stay tuned. Chicken 65 is one of the classic dishes of South Indian cuisine. It originated from Chennai and was introduced in 1965 at the famous Buhari restaurant. There are a few interesting and different historical claims for how the name Chicken 65 came into existence. Some theories even say that the chicken was cut into 65 pieces and 65 different ingredients were used to prepare the dish. Well, as we all know, chicken 65 was introduced at a famous Buhari's in the year 1965. They also offered chicken 78, chicken 82 and chicken 90, which were introduced in the years 1978, 1982 and 1990. The marinade for the dish takes 65 days to prepare. However, the reason was to retain its freshness and flavor. Chicken 65 was made with 65 kinds of spicy chilies, ginger, cumin, curry leaves, turmeric, pepper, and many more. Yet another source is related to the North Indian Army soldiers who frequently visited military canteens in Chennai. The menu was written in Tamil and the soldiers could not read it. As most soldiers couldn't read Tamil, they used to order a dish by specifying the dish number, which was 65 on the menu. Quite smart, huh? Since then, the dish is popularly known as Chicken 65. Well, friends, whichever city we go and whichever place we be into, and whenever we try the local cuisines, there is always a secret story behind it. Try to know about it, because once we know and explore the story behind any dish or any cuisine that is prepared at that particular place, it makes the dish even more magical. Stay tuned for more snippets. Good night, folks.